Welcome to Team Building Exercise Season 2. Yeah, Jack, Rob, and Coach made it through all the factions, and they still came back for more. So this time, they're doing elite lists. I wouldn't want to play any elite people, but what do I know? Elite enforcers? I mean, aren't all enforcers supposed to be elite? These noobs are talking about them anyway. Stupid enforcers.
And welcome to the next episode of Team Building Exercise. My name's Rob.
And I'm Jack.
I'm not Coach, I'm still Coach.
Excellent. It is Season 2, and we're on to the Elite Enforcers. The Elite Enforcers exist in two different books. They exist in Infestation and Nexus-Eye, so there's more selection. Did we take more selection? We'll see. And starting off, Jack, please tell us your list and let us analyze how close it will be to Coach and I's list.
Why, thank you, Rob, my stalwart ghoul manservant. My list...
Wait, hold on. Rob? Jack? I don't know what to do anymore. I'm so sad. You're sending these people after Coach, and I'm afraid what Coach is going to do to them. You're telling them to go beat them up. And I don't know what to do anymore. I'm scared that he'll really hurt these people.
I blame that's Pat and John Jack. I was the one who said not to punch Coach.
Yeah, you guys. No, well, you're guilty by associate. Come and slug me in the gut.
Now, this is all news to me. I don't even know what this is about.
You haven't listened to the new Mantic North America podcast yet, Jack?
See, Jack, that's the problem. You let him go on his own, and then it's just anarchy. It's blood in the streets.
Oh, wow.
Now, Georgie, they're going to send people to slug me in the gut. What are you worried about?
Now you're going to really hurt those people.
Oh, okay. You're worried about them, not me? Oh, okay.
That's what I said.
And Jack, I'm kind of upset with you that you weren't keeping tabs on Rob.
much like you, he's pretty wiry and he can escape his cage. He likes to get out and stretch his legs. And I turned my back for 1 second. And this is what happened. I'm gonna have to really up his medicine.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. I'd forgive you, but you didn't like the commercials, though.
Which commercials, Georgie? Why is this the Georgie show? We're trying to do something here, Georgie.
I think he's taking umbrage with the fact that there was a Family Gamers commercial, and then you said it was terrible. I think the quote was, "I want to be taken out into a field, put on my knees, and shot in the back of the head." Something like that.
Well, the best thing about that is Jack never knows what commercial is going to be before it, so I get to choose.
Oh.
See, Coach, I don't know how you do it on your podcast, but we don't then just sit and the two of us stare at each other while the commercials are playing and then the next one come on. It's all done in the magic of editing.
I got you. You know what? I do the same thing, but I dole it out. Wait till the next Dez on the podcast.
So I say something like that, not knowing, and then he throws it in. That way I have a good laugh because, that's
so how. You were really hoping for Dreadpad Zone or Counter Charge, right? It wasn't.
But to be honest, I was hoping someone had once mentioned one of your commercials not being good. I forget what word they used, but and since then, I've been saying that at least one of the commercials every show is bad, and I up it every time.
Yes, Jack.
The secret word is dire.
Dire. Yes. Yes. So that was my little take on that. But anyways.
Okay, so I like Jack, but not Rob.
Well, so it's status quo. That's how it always was.
Okay.
I'm training. So I think I roll. I fight on sixes now.
Oh, it's nice.
Get better.
Yeah. You have to see when you meet Tyler next. That's the true test.
Oh, but he survives on 9, so it's okay. I think I'll be good.
Good. So, Jack.
Hey, Excelsior!
So, Jack, your list, please. That was 4 minutes of my life I'll never get back.
Oh, we're still doing that?
Yeah, but look, you know what? I like the fact that now that we do it, Jack is just in a different frame of mind when Georgie leaves the room after his Excelsior. So it's gotten more jovial in here.
Yeah.
It primes Jack's pump right there.
I've learned Rob's been making threats of bodily harm in my absence, and then Georgie comes in and, yeah.
Sets the record straight, man. All right, good. I like this. All right.
Okay, so team building exercise.
Well, it'd be terrible if I interrupted you, but I'm not going to do it, so go ahead.
No, God, no. Ooh, the irony of that statement at this point in the show is I can taste it. It tastes like strawberries and love.
I guess it's hot. It's hot here, too, so that's why this show is going to be the way it's going to be.
It's sweltering here?
Yeah.
Okay. So for my
You were saying you had a list, right? Let's get to it. Come on. Enough tomfoolery.
My elite list. Now, I think there's only one choice for the elite lists. I went with the original elite list gangster, the OELG. This is the favorite by far, and that would be Sergeant Howlett.
Nice.
Now, what?
Wait a minute. What book did you get?
Oh,
that book's not out yet, right, Jack? Is that what it is?
Oh, prank caller.
Hey, can I give you some insights?
Yeah, can you?
Yeah. Someone is actually writing rules for Sergeant Howlett.
He's going to get an elite list?
Someone is writing rules for Sergeant Howlett.
That's all you can say.
Well, the mole has spoken. No. So honestly, it is not Sergeant Howlett. It is recon unit. I went to the great guy from Nexus Psi,
nice.
6'2", 122 pounds of pure scrawny bald muscle. And I think only because his rope-a-dope is all right. Recon 3 is good. Tactician 1. Really, the benefit of his list was the people in his list. And also, once you choose him, the list writes itself almost. And I think that'll unfold. Everyone listening will hear that unfold as we go on. And so my first troop with the recon unit, he's 30 points. He comes with a free recon drone that's got scout and rangefinder and tag. He's for the low price of free. You can't turn him down.
Now that ability that he has, because you have to look on the next page. It was hard, but the recon drone is no slouch, man. He comes with a lot of good stuff.
I think the knockback is kind of fun, and I like the. I had one question that it did say in the book for a campaign, it does not count as a member of the army list, and I was just wondering for troop tax if he does in an elite list for a strike team, but then I thought, well, we're only taking one troop anyway, so it doesn't matter.
There's only one troop there as it is. So, but I think if he's a troop, even though you're not paying for him, there's a troop tax. You know,
think so? So,
yeah. I mean, he's a troop type troop. He's not like an item.
That's what he said. Like, why does he have a T if he's not a troop? So he must count towards it, right?
Right.
That was what Rob said. He said it's got to count, or else there'd be a dash there. So.
Right. And then if it was a, let's say he was a piece of equipment, then he wouldn't be a troop.
Right.
It's not like you're saying, all right, I'm taking a burst laser and he's a troop. It's you're taking this thing. He's going to, you know, maybe it's artificial sentience.
Yeah. I'm sure it has something like that.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's got a name and it's got a, you know, adorable little beeps and whistles when it talks to you.
I think it sounds like the recon drone or whatever, the drone from Containment Protocols, the audio version.
Exactly. That's exactly what it sounds like because we recorded one.
Yes.
So to follow that up after my free troop, I have One, two, three, four, five, six Pathfinders.
Oh, nice. Six.
Six Pathfinders at 15 points a pop. Dirt cheap for what is essentially arguably the best troop in the game.
Yes.
Yep.
One of those Pathfinders I gave a Defender Shield to.
Oh.
So at the whopping 20 points, he's still cheap for what a Pathfinder can do. Shoots on 4+, that's good. The difference between a 4+ and a 5+ is pretty. That's the Mendoza line of quality on almost all the stats. But then you give him the scout ability, the tag rifle. You don't need me talking up the greatness that is the Pathfinder.
No, not in this room.
No, extolling the virtues of the Pathfinder. You might as well just be talking about how the sun is hot and the water's wet. Mm-hmm. So I took, after the Pathfinders, I took not one, but two dog drones for 12 points each.
Nice.
And they're going to, I don't think it can be understated. Once you've seen, say, the HMGs for the plague or some other way to fire suppression weapons in action, that it does have when you can bring a whole square full of people to their knees, it's a good slowing tactic. They're nice. So
you know what it is. Drones, you know what's I'm sorry, Jack. You know what's great about the dog drones? Even though, you know, they got that really, you know, they're shooting on sixes and they're surviving on sixes, every time you use them, they're going to be effective. No matter what you do, they're going to be effective, because even if you know, all right, I'm going to shoot this square. And even if you use a command dice on them, you're shooting twice, you're suppressing two squares no matter what. And that's what the beauty of, like we talked on the plague all the time, is that the HMGs, you know, I mean, plague shooting is horrible. And the fact that this shoots on a six is, I still don't understand why the dog drone shoots on a six, but I think he's just there. You're suppressing. And if you happen to cause a wound, well, take it as a bonus. That's the way I see it.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a 12 point model. And if, unless you're shooting at like really scrap troops, you're getting more than 12 points worth of models to lose a short action. If even a square has got two reasonable size, you know, a couple of forge fathers in there, you get them both to have to spend an action to stand up again, you're using that 12 point dog drone it's worth it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't do that to striders anymore, but you could do it to a lot of other things.
Right. So after the two dog drones, I have, now this is where I'm getting crazy. This is where people are going to exclaim with long, overly high pitched exclamations.
I know exactly what you're going to do, man. I know exactly what you're going to do.
Oh, you do?
I absolutely do.
I don't know.
Well,
maybe.
I'm going to be honest. Go ahead, you say it, and I'll tell you if it's what I thought.
Yeah.
Go ahead, brother.
I'm so intrigued at what you think it is that
I'll be honest.
Okay. The Enforcer Engineer.
Whoa. I'm sorry. I stand corrected. I stand corrected.
Best reaction ever.
Oh, I got hit in the gut. I feel like I did get hit in the gut. At two, Jack, at two.
Oh, it was a bit of a dog pile there, I suppose, to be honest. So the Enforcer Engineer I took, gave him the Sentry Gun for 8 points. And that is why I only took one Defender Shield, because the Sentry Gun itself is rare.
Sentry Gun? I just, hold on a second. You took an Engineer and a Sentry Gun?
Yeah.
Yo. Listen, if we're going to party, man, you got to tell me ahead of time.
My fear is with these elite lists that everyone's going to take the same one. So I sat 2 days. I told Rob, 2 days, I'm going to think and I'm going to make my list with a little bit of flair that's different. And that's where I, I don't think they're, we've had this discussion before. I think Coach and I had a pretty in-depth discussion about why the plague was good in the, when the points are so low, you can play with some things. When you have six Pathfinders in a list, you're going to win. So why not play with some points? And 18 points for the engineer and 8 points for the sentry gun. That you know, I could have just thrown those in the gutter. I could have given those to a small child. In no way would the list be any worse. So yeah. And last but not least in my list, I have a vehicle.
The only vehicle available?
Is it the Veerman?
Yes. The Veerman Strider. No, the Enforcer jet bike with the for 24 points, I think they're a bargain because with the double barreled lasers, it's only got a range 6, but with the rapid fire, I think they're both fast and effective, and they're maneuverable. They don't have the same problems because of their smaller size that some of the other vehicles have for getting around a choked terrain. So I like them. So, yeah, coming in at a whopping 199 points, my elite list.
Wow, 199?
I have it at 195.
What?
Engineer is 22 points, right, with the thing?
The 18 for the engineer plus the sentry gun for another 8.
No, engineer is only 14 points.
What?
Yeah, he's 14, bro.
So I think you got 5 more points to play with. You can grab a
Medipack.
Thermal mines.
Ooh.
3 ammos. No, 2 ammos.
The world is my oyster. I don't know. Throw something on there. I made a mistake. I thought he was 18 points, but if he's 14 points,
yeah,
then...
Yeah, 14. Yeah, thank God. If he was 18 points, you'd be in trouble.
Well, no, if he was 18 points, then I'd have 199 and I would look like a superstar. Now I look like a fool. Now I look like a guy...
Fool!
I did literally just hand a small child my points.
You did. You gave 5 points away.
It really did mix up this list. And no one's going to have a list like mine, leaving 5 points in an engineer.
Give your engineer a thermal mine. Or it has a sentry gun. He can't.
Yeah, I think Georgie came in and just messed his whole stuff up.
Oh, well.
No,
you got a couple more ammos to get on some people.
Yeah, clearly doing the mathematics, that was my problem. And we are lots of lists in, and we make very few mistakes like that.
Well, Coach makes tons of mistakes, but we make very few.
Oh, that was the first one, and that wasn't even my fault.
Shots fired.
Shots fired.
Damn.
Okay, well, that was my shoddy, mistake-ridden list, and my shame is it's unmatched. It's unparalleled.
Well, I'm glad that you're unparalleled.
Okay, well.
Now, at what point has this show actually derailed? Is it official now, or is it, you know?
It's always been it's always been derailed.
Was it ever railed?
Yeah, that's right.
No. Well, yeah, sometimes. So basically, you got Recon. 6 Pathfinders?
Correct.
Engineer?
Yes.
I don't even know what it's called, man.
Sentry gun.
Sentry gun.
Yeah, and then the bike.
Yep.
And 5 points.
And 5 points.
Correct. Okay.
Which I will have a small goblin to join my strike team, and at random times he'll just burst in and say Excelsior.
Excellent.
I would let him come back in, but he's in the cage.
Ah, good.
Well, that's a good list, I think. And yeah, we'll go over my list and we'll see what happens here. We'll be right back after this message.
enough of the list already. Now on to the commercials.
Quiet down, boys. I'm trying to listen to Dead Zone, the podcast. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. My name is Hiroku, and I'm your friendly neighborhood Blake Lord. Why, yes, I do enjoy listening to Dead Zone, the podcast, at deadzonegame.podbean.com. Even if it is hosted by two pathetic humans destined to be part of our glorious plague. Was that gunfire? Damned enforcers are always interrupting my podcast time. Don't forget to go to deadzonegame.podbean.com for all your Dead Zone listening pleasure. Now, to destroy these damnable enforcers.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Third Sphere podcast. We are... Oh, sorry.
Plugging other shows. How oh my God. Whore.
Gosh.
Gosh. Gosh. Joe Neat now. What up? Welcome back to the award-winning, yes, award-winning team-building exercise. We are going over the Enforcer Elites and breaking all types of protocol, breaking all types of just, there is no semblance of order that we had to pick from two, not one, but two, not three, two books. So now the keen intellect of the partner, the Taskmaster, Mr. Rob, because his favorite faction used to be the Enforcers. Shall that love of these models move forward into this list? Only time will tell. And it will start at the end of my rambling when I run out of words. The guy, Rob, what do you got?
Filibuster?
Yes.
My list starts with the guy from Nexus Psi, Recon Unit. Because, we'll get to why I didn't choose the other one. But, Recon Unit with his Recon Drone. And that Recon Drone giving tag. And the only troop available for Recon's guys is Pathfinder. So obviously I took some Pathfinders. The Pathfinders I took are five of them. So I took five Pathfinders. Not as much as Jack, because Jack went overboard. But I took five. To supplement, though, this is where the list gets interesting. Because the rest of my list... Well, there's one thing that Jack took that I have. But the rest is all different here. I took three Assault Enforcers.
What? Ooh.
The Assault Enforcers got Frenzy 1 with the FAQ 2.0, which we have discussed actually on episode 73 of Deads on the Podcast. But so with these guys, I was like, they're different now. They have AP1 wrist blades and they have Frenzy 1. Sure, they only fight on fives. Not everything I wanted, but still, I wanted to add them in here. For some reason on this list, they're specialists, which I think's weird, but I did add them in. And they got the armor too, which is, you get some armor needed on this list. There's nobody with armor. Well, I guess one of my other things says armor, but only one. Well,
any enforcer, straight enforcer, just the Pathfinders don't have armor.
Yeah, no armor on the Pathfinders.
Right.
So I took three Assault Enforcers because I liked them. And also I took a Pathfinder Specialist because once again, the FAQ fixed something I was crying about for years.
Sniper rifle
has AP1 now, so I took a Pathfinder with a sniper rifle. He's expensive, 29 points and 3 VPs, but with that scout with a sniper rifle, that's a nice combo. You get him up high right away, start taking people out while your tagging begins. A little superfluous points, but I'd like to try it out because a scout with a sniper rifle is a nice combo. And then to cap off my list, I did take the Enforcer jet bike because it was 24 points, so it made, I think I added something. Did I add I'm trying to see if I added, I gave my, sniper ammo. So my sniper does have ammo. But, the Enforcer jet bike to make 200 was 24 points. So I was like, let's add a jet bike in there. They also got something new with the FAQ that Jack didn't mention. They have flight now. So no longer are they restricted to ground level. They can get up on top of roofs and get some overhead shots at least.
Well, they can fly over stuff.
They can also go up ramps without, or they can go up levels without ramps. That's what flight does.
Okay.
As in, I believe it's in Nexus Psi.
next because... aside. You want to get to it and I'll read it? You want to, like, pause it right here and I'll read it?
I'm right here.
Okay. The new ability. A model with this ability does not require a wall or ramp to change levels. It may move over gaps of any size of the same level. The model must end its move in a cube and position that allows it to be physically placed on the gaming table. So basically, you can jump over guys. You can do all that cool stuff.
And you can go up levels.
Yeah, you just can't float in the air.
Yeah, there's no hover ability yet.
Yeah. So that's actually, you know, you think about it, the jet bike is actually a lot better.
Yeah, that's why I was the jet bike has improved quite a bit. They also do have that way to fire one and rapid fire if you want to pin some people down. Jack took the dog drones for that purpose, but these guys can do that too. I'm not a guy to pin guys down. I'm more of a try to kill the guys. So
now, did you give the bike anything? Like, did you give him a burst laser or anything like that, or he's just straight up?
No, I took him the DB laser rifle, whatever that is that they come stock with. So
right, that's the that's basically like what the Pathfinders have.
Yeah,
yeah, so way to fire. Cool. Yeah, that's good.
So that's my list, 200 points. And yeah, that rope-a-dope, Jack kind of didn't like rope-a-dope, but I think with the Pathfinders and with the snipers, to be able to rope-a-dope out and not get punched, that's pretty nice.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I said they've got it, but I chose him.
You downplayed it. You downplayed it.
A little bit. But Rob, I'm doing the math here, and it looks like you're at 182.
Okay, I'll add two more chip bikes.
No, what I was going to say is your list is either an homage to the FAQ.
It was a bit of an homage to the FAQ, yeah.
Or it's someone, a spurned lover who is allowed to, you know, back in the bedroom. It's one of the two. I can't put my finger on it, but it's one of those two scenarios.
I did want to highlight a bit of the FAQ stuff. That's why. But I do, Assault Enforcers, I don't think that Enforcers are built to do hand-to-hand. That's not their thing. And the Assault Enforcers, even with Frenzy 1, are a sad substitute against things like Khaleesi's or Teratons or any of those other actual hand-to-hand guys.
Well, the Frenzy just went back, just replaced Brawler.
Yeah, it's trying to give them a little bit more. And they are cheap. They're only 14 points, which is nice.
Well, the whole point of the Assault Enforcer is that's your cheap troop. Even though in this one, they are not troop. Yeah. But, you know, a 14-point Enforcer, and he's only one victory point. So,
Pathfinders are two. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's your cheap right there. You know, that's, you know, if you want, you put five or six Assault Enforcers in a regular list, and it's only five victory points right there. So,
yeah. And it would save you enough to buy a grenade.
Yeah. Maybe even a frag grenade, because you could save 6 points.
So please, coach. Please let us know. Did you take the leader from Infestation? Did that happen in your list?
The fun thing is that I made two lists. So, you know, I thought we were doing two lists, one for each book. So, no, it's ridiculous. But anyway, let's get to it. All right. So if I take the guy from Nexus Psi, makes all the girls cry, even though when he eats apple pie and he likes that song by that guy named Psy.
He seems the type.
Yeah.
Gundam style.
Oh, now we got to pay for it, Jack.
No, stop, Jack. It's, you know, I mean, it's not like you got a Patreon page or anything like that. So, the way I went, you know how I love the Pathfinders. You know how much I love Recon. So I went with an N7-117 Forward Observer. I went with him.
Did you go Forward Observer?
Yeah, why not? Okay. And, because I know you two mooks were going to take the, recon unit, so I wanted to be different.
Yeah.
And, so I took him. But we're going to get to, when we get to the hate, I'll tell you why I don't particularly like him. But anyway, so I took as standard for any one of my lists, a minimum of six Pathfinders. I mean, come on, you know, you got to do that. All
six
right.
Six is the way to go. Yeah.
Six. If you got less than six, then don't even show up. All right. All right, so the next thing, you know, I took the other than the Pathfinders, I took an Enforcer Specialist with a sniper rifle.
Ah, you did the Enforcer Specialist. Is it? Yeah. Oh, yeah, because this list has an Enforcer Specialist.
Yes, one yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, if I took the other one, I'd have to take a Pathfinder Specialist.
Exactly. That's what I was forced to do.
Yeah, I'm taking an Enforcer Specialist we got the armor one, but you know, I'm losing tag, but you know what? You got to bring a little AP, a little bit AP, not much, a little bit AP. So staying with that little bit of AP, now that they have AP one, which is awesome. Staying with that theme, I took a Strider. And the reason I took a Strider now is because with the new FAQ, they're a lot better. Now I look at them as the, them bad boys from Avatar jumping up and going crazy and all this stuff. This guy, I gave a Polaris cannon for 10 points. So, Strider, Polaris cannon, and a holosight. So throwing up a holosight on the Enforcer Strider. And that's about 48 points, correct? For just that Strider, 48 points, right? 30, 10. But anyway, that's my list. So I'm taking Long Range Observer, Pathfinders, which you got no choice but to. Mm-hmm. One Enforcer Specialist with a sniper rifle. And then we're going to take the Polaris Cannon with this holosight, because I figure that you could move him now. He's a little bit more mobile, so you can get into the fray a little bit quicker. And then just giving him a holosight would be there. But, you know, still survivable, man. You know, I love the Striders. You know, I was always in the other game, the Dreadnoughts. I love them, guys. But they weren't too keen. But this guy, man, I love the model. 4-up shoot, size 4, armor 3, and he's only 3 VPs, man. Just doesn't get any better than that, man. So that's my list. 199, sans any mistakes.
Nope, that's 199.
Yep.
And on your mark, what about that ability? Do you actually like that ability?
All right, so
don't get into anything you don't like yet, because we'll take a break before that. But since you did pick this leader.
Yeah. All right, so you know why I picked him? You want me to go through that? I'll do the positives. All right. Recon 3 Plus. Come on. Now, I know you guys got Recon 3 Plus too, okay? He has, laser rifle, but this is the only guy in all of the GCPS PD universe, the only enforcer that actually has a launcher.
Yeah, I know. That was the thing I was like, ooh, that's pretty nice.
Range 5, indirect 3. Now, he can shoot you, and if you have a command dice where another shoot, you can indirect them because it's not a slow reload. So you can really like go to town, and that's very, very cinematic. Like, you know, he could shoot you and then turn around and blow you up. So I like that. though not in the book, but in the FAQ, he does have a power glove. He has a power gauntlet. He's going to punch you in the face and knock you back, you know, because they're scary with that 6-up, you know, fight, but.
Yeah, at least he's got something, though. He's got that.
Yeah, yeah. It's something there. And then also he's got a 3-plus survive and armor 1. So he's okay. So let's discuss. Let's discuss this on my mark. Spend an army special result when one of your models has taken a shoot action. A second unactivated model with the line of sight to the target of the first shoot action may take a shoot action aimed at the same target. Mark the second model is activated. This second shoot action is resolved. So it's almost like you're getting a free shoot action, or you're getting it's almost like a free activation. You know what I mean? If a guy's in position and you want to kill somebody and you don't have a activate another model, this is where it comes in handy. It's very situational. You know, we've discussed this a lot. Things that are very situational and then not situational. You know what I mean? This is super situational, just like rope-a-dope. You know, it's like, everything works out, but you got to be unactivated. So this one could work if you get into it. But, you know, you're scouting up your snipers. They're probably going to be, before round one, you're going to be in position. And, you know, this might work. So it could. I see this as you're getting a free activation, you know, free extra activation. And it's good because if you have an activation and a splat, you can only use one model activation per turn. You know what I mean? This gives you actually, you could activate 3 guys, just that it has to be a shoot action. So, you know, I like it. I like him a lot. 34 points he's pretty reasonable, but oh my God, 5 victory points.
Yeah. That's the downside on him.
Yeah. But you know, when I first looked at it, I was like, dude, recon all the way, man. You know, the guy who makes girls cry on XXI, but the, this guy's not too bad, man. He's like a super dude. He's Raka. You know, he's my Lieutenant Raka here. I just wish he had a better fight stat. But, you know, like we were saying, you know, the enforcers, hand-to-hand's not their forte. It just isn't, you know. So he just, to me, exemplifies this. And he's like, he's just like a buffed out Pathfinder, you know.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's why I took him. Just, you know, the only drawback to him for me is that 5 victory points, man. That's just.
Mm-hmm. Whew, that's the hard bit.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. But then again, you hide him and then he could still shoot indirectly. So, you know, and a 4-up shoot, I'll take those odds. So that's my list.
Yeah, not bad, not bad. We'll come back. We'll talk about why we didn't take other things or what else we have to say about these lists. There is some, I have some criticisms about them, so it's something I'm sure we all do. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Yeah, all right, enough already. Now on to the commercials. Oh man, that was a good roll.
Hey Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh cool, I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know?
And welcome back to Team Building Exercise, where we've built some teams for the elite lists of the enforcers. And, we've done the good. Now it's time for the bad. Rob, do you want to walk us through the troops that we did not take?
Now,
are we going to add to our elite lists?
Are we going to do it by book, or are we going to do it all together? Like, you know.
Actually, I think we took everything from the. I'm checking. Yeah, Nexus Eye. We took every single thing.
Yeah.
So Nexus Eye is fine. It's infestation. The only thing we didn't take is the emetic. But
yeah,
come on, it's a medic.
Obvious.
Or a regular enforcer too. Because once again, regular enforcers are specialists here. So why would you ever take a regular enforcer as a specialist when you can take a Pathfinder specialist?
And the medic is 20 points.
Is that more than usual?
I don't know offhand, but
did the medic change price in?
Well, in infestation book, it's 20 points, but a regular medic is 20 points.
Yeah, but did they change with the FAQ? That's what I was curious about.
Nuh-uh.
But for something that is just trash, like 20 points or 15 points, it doesn't matter. No one's taking it.
Yeah. You know, the only medic that did change was the Jude one medic. I think he's down to 10 points now.
Yeah. But maybe the rules committee, if they were ever listening, maybe the enforcer medic might need a reduction in price.
I know that they don't listen to this, so we're okay.
Oh, yeah. That's true. But, so the enforcer medic, obviously we're not big on medics. Maybe with the crew assisted weapons now, they might be slightly more useful, but even then, I don't think it's something you're going to put into a Dead Zone army. Dead Zone's too quick and too deadly to bother with medics. I think that's all it is.
It comes down to the medic, like we said before, is very situational. That's almost like a medic pack because you still have to be alive to do it. So let's say, you're with the crew served weapon. You have a medic in the same cube with it. You know, cause they're size 3 now and you have the medic in with you. So size 4, you're good. And all right, I'm going to shoot at the crew served weapon, whatever it is. And I shoot it. I do another action or whatever. And I shoot it again. And I completely kill it. Doesn't matter because the medic has to activate to do something. And if there's nobody there, you know, can't fix dead.
No, there's no coming back from dead.
No, there isn't. So. You know, that's the issue
for sure.
That's the issue, yeah.
But, Jack, neither of us took the long range observer. And I know I didn't take them because of that 5 VP. Is there a reason other than that you didn't take them?
One time we went camping and he called me names.
He's just a bully.
He whipped me with a fishing rod and he pulled my hair. So I just.
He pulled your pigtails?
Yes, and he dipped him in the ink.
Oh, what a jerk.
Yes. No, I think his price is a little steep for me. Mm-hmm. I, just And I think I said it when I said who I took was that once you take recon, your list kind of just unfolds before you, and it's all organic, and it's almost too easy. And when I looked over, and I was thinking, okay, the observer, what kind of list am I going to make? And then the troops just didn't match up to what I thought he would want. One was the path of least resistance that I knew would make a decent list that I would want the fans of the show to emulate and think that was a decent. He's not the worst leader for an elite list by all the factions by any stretch of imagination. Just a little pricey.
Yeah, and over both the lists, it annoys me that only troops are pathfinders. Like, really? You made two elite lists and you had to make them both Pathfinder lists? Why couldn't you put enforcers in one of these lists?
Right.
That annoyed me a bit, but.
And why would an enforcer be a specialist?
Yeah, and the assault enforcer too, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little strange that they made two elite lists that are so similar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, the only difference between these two elite lists is, very small things. Like, you get a jet bikes in one, you get the strider in the other. That's why I almost took this one, because I did want the strider. But yeah, it was the cost. The 5 VP for a leader, that's a lot of VPs.
You know what it is too? He's the same price as the enforcer captain. And he has the only difference between the two of them. See, it's like they go back and forth. You know, it's almost like they're dueling who's better. And all right. So, you know, they move the same. They both have one armor size one. The enforcer captain for 34 points, he's 4 victory points, not 5. Is that he's tactician 2. This guy's only tactician 1. But I think
he gets that grenade launcher though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're getting to it, man. Don't jump ahead. All right. So now the other guy has a pistol. The enforcer captain has a pistol, but he does have an energy gauntlet. He does have it and the jump pack. All right. This guy has the rifle, which is better, and the grenade launcher. But you know, as I look at him, he's more of a pathfinder because he doesn't have a jump pack. And he does have recon 3. The captain has recon 4. So, you know, because I was looking at the leaders, and that's like the most comparable, you know, because they're the same points and they have the armor and everything like that. But, yeah, you know, it's weird. And why 5 victory points? I mean, I could see 4, maybe 3, but 5. Jeez. You know, that's quite a bit. And I think a long range observer, I think he should have scout. You know what I mean? He should have scout just because he's like recon. They're like very similar.
Yeah.
You know, he's the long range observer. So he's got to go out. You know, if you read the fluff on them, these guys are like, they're just like recon, but he's a little bit heavily armored. Goes out there checking stuff out. His preferred approach is to eliminate targets before they can close to CQB. After all, if an enemy has to die, he would rather. It happened before he has to walk all the way over to them. NC117 is nothing if not pragmatic. Yeah, I know. With a 6 fight, of course, makes sense. But but he's a little bit more survivable because he's got armor and a 3, and then the captain has 4 and armor. So, you know, he might be okay, you know, but like anything else, a bad set of dice rolls will kill anybody. So it's hard, but you know what? I wanted to do something different, man. Take a strider and a sniper, good old sniper, man, you know.
And I just noticed in the FAQ, in the errata, the enforcer specialist for the infestation book is actually 16 points instead of 15.
Oh, even better. All right.
So luckily you had a point left over and you're at 200
I'm
points.
At 200,
so it still works out. That's funny. I just noticed that when I was checking to see the energy gauntlet that the long range observer actually adds the energy.
Yeah, yeah.
He said so.
That was the first FAQ.
Yes.
The original one. But, you know, I think you could use On My Mark. That's one of the ones, like, when you're playing with it and you get in the game, you can kind of use it. It's not terrible.
Oh, yeah. It's useful, like, any time. Mm-hmm. It's just, like you say, an extra activation, really.
Right.
So that's pretty good.
Right. So now, if you have an extra activation, you could spread it out. The only thing is, it doesn't say here, because, you know, in the book, it says, unless otherwise specified in an ability text, you may spend a single army special result per activation. So you can't stack them. You know what I mean? But then again, do this, shoot with another guy. Then I'll say, okay, I'll use another model activation. he's going to shoot at this guy and then use the splat on that guy. So, you know, it might not be bad, especially for a shooting army like this.
Yeah, I was thinking, I almost took this army and tried to fit in two Striders, because imagine two Striders being able to pour fire on people.
Right, that's what I was trying to do too, but then
points don't work out.
It doesn't work out because you have to take six Pathfinders, right?
So, you have to.
Yeah.
Right, so that's not...
Well, that's the only troop
you
have.
Yeah, that's 90 points there. Let's say you take the two guys, so that's another 80 points, right? What are we up to, Rob? I'm you know...
You're not enough to fit in long range observer, right,
so,
that's for sure.
So let's figure it out. Let's do it right now because, you know, we're building teams here. So 34 plus 90, right? Plus 40 plus 40 is at 204.
Oh.
So you can't do it. You know, you can't do it. And you say, all right, I'll take out one Pathfinder for 15 points. I'll have a lot left over. But then you're not street legal because you have only five.
And there's no cheaper weapons. You took the heavy burst laser, yes. Right? That was
no.
It's 8 points.
The Polaris. I took the Polaris.
You mean the Genling?
Yes.
Oh, okay, Genling. That's not Polaris. That's an equalizer. Polaris is the Rebs. You're trying to confuse everyone, Coach.
Yes, I am. I'm throwing 8 different kinds of smoke.
Yeah,
the Genling. I'm sorry, Genling.
The Genling.
Okay. Well, what's burst laser?
Same price. It's 8 points.
It's too. 8 points, right? So it's actually cheaper. Yeah. So let's do that.
Oh, what's the Genling cost?
Genling costs 10. So
you're at 40 points.
Well,
what's the hollow slate cost?
No. Let's do that again. All right, hold on. 34 points for observer, right? 90 points for your troop tax, right? So now 230 points for your striders. And the burst laser is how much?
Let me check again, but I'm pretty sure it's
Is that
that's in Infestation, isn't it? Or is it? No, it's in Nexus.
That's Nexus for Psy.
Yeah. I think it's only 8 points.
All right.
You might be able to fit this.
You know what? Because honestly, if it's 16 points, we just hit 200.
It's 8 points. Yep. 8 points for heavy burst lasers.
Right. Heavy burst laser, 8 points. There you go. Boom. Boom. You know what we just did?
We created a list.
We just built a list.
On the show, look at that. It's almost like the show has become itself.
Now,
it's very meta. We've just divided by zero right here.
Dude, I got to tell you, man, I'm going to take this list. Because that, like on my mark now on my mark just got better. With two Striders in it, oh my goodness. And six Pathfinders? So you mean to tell me I'm taking two Striders and six Pathfinders and then a guy cool range with indirect? Holy smoke.
Yeah,
That's pretty good. That's pretty good right there. And you know, I hate vehicles in Dead Zone, but I love Striders.
Well, now that they can climb, they're not a vehicle.
Yes.
So.
Well, they're Striders.
That's right. They're humanoid vehicles.
Can I just say the thing I thought Jack was going to take, but he didn't take it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, remember, I thought we were doing two lists, but I only made I picked the one that I really liked. So I was going with Recon, 7 Pathfinders. And then 2 dog drones, but then 2 assault enforcers with shields.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Because you figure you give an assault enforcer a shield now with they have the AP1 blade, but, you know, they do have frenzy. Don't get me wrong. 5 plus with a frenzy. It's not, you ain't no Khaleesi or whatever, but they'll be able to survive, you know, 4 up with the 2 armor. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Those shields do add a lot. That's why I wish Rebs could have those shields.
Yeah. But that's, I think now that they have Frenzy and they're cheap, you could take them and you give them the 2, you give the 2 shields to those guys. You could do one of 2 things. You could run them up and have guys in the squares with them, or they can stand back and protect who's going to be there. But I'm not particularly fond of like throwing a guy with a shield on a sniper or something,
No, you want to have it somewhere that's going to be probably shot.
Right. So it's more like, you know, he'll be going forward and doing what he's got to do, maybe grabbing objectives or standing there. And then the sniper listen, you got to put him a level above, right? I mean, you know, come on. You put him a level above with the sniper rifle and you're rolling a minimum of 6. You know what I mean? You know, 3 plus 2 plus 1 for the level above. So, you know, dare I say it, Rob? Dare I say that snipers are back
in vogue.
Yeah, it's definitely better, but it's still a tough call between Pathfinders and their tag. You're only losing one die, and you're a lot cheaper. Yep. You can get two Pathfinders for one sniper still. So you just don't have the AP, but I'd rather be shooting more bullets than having AP, really.
Well, I mean, you could always give them AP, you know, take out the sniper and give everybody AP. Well, it's rare, so you can only give them two. But then again, do you take the AP ammo or do you take the shields? You know what I mean? And here's the thing. In my long range observer list in the infestation book, the items, there aren't any shields, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I'm still street legal because I didn't take them.
Yeah, right. You can't take shields.
But in the Nexus Psi, you can take them. They're there, yeah.
Yeah, checked it.
So, because the only rares are...
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny when you look at these elite lists, you forget that sometimes things.
You know what it is? I think the elite list is. So this is how I look at the elite list. If we have time, right? Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I'm
going to go do it anyway. All right. So an elite list to me is like, all right, we're going to drop you in over here, and you're going to do some stuff. Okay. And you know the ship is going, and we're going to deploy or whatever. Maybe they get shot down, or maybe before they get to the dead zone. They've lost some guys or whatever. So whatever you got is what you got. You know, you're walking into a dead zone with the stuff that we have, and especially these guys, the long range observer or recon. They're both fluff is like, all right, you guys go out first. You recon the area. You get the intel back to us. But along the way, some stuff is going to happen. Maybe they're using up what they've used. You know, they're using up the stuff that they brought with them. So now, you're kind of on a strip down, just, you know, a guy walks in and, you know, I have my grenade launcher and what about the shields? Oh, well, you know, 32 and 64 got blown up by this. And then remember the Terraton grabbed the guy and jumped off the side of the mountain and then they decided to teleport, but you can't do that because it's not in the rules. But anyway, you know, he fell off the cliff with the Terraton. Yeah, that he had the shield. Damn it. All right. Well, let's break out the AP ammo. You know, like that type of deal. You know what I mean? So that's the way I see it. So you're restricted, but you're restricted because of what you've brought. And I think though later on in the campaign, you might be able to work with this. But you know, pretty cool. I mean, they're very restrictive. I mean, this is our second show of this, and you know, the first one was the Forge Fathers. Man, we could pick almost nothing.
Yeah, there wasn't
much choice.
So, you know.
Well, I think that wraps this one up, though.
Could be.
I think the next one's my choice. Mm. Finally. So we did Veerman first. Jack chose Enforcers.
We did not do Veerman.
I mean, we did the Veerman specialist instead of Jack.
Right. So that doesn't count as elite, does it? That counts as breaking news, right? So now, let's go through it. We have. Let's go through it. Let's build it up. Because Jack taught me how to – he said, this is how you build stuff up. Okay? So
– You kind of manipulate the audience without them knowing. And then the big reveal.
Mm-hmm. So what we have in the Nexus Psi is the plague. That's choice number one, Rob. Pay attention, please.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, as Community Pat says, is the Vermin. Yes, because those are the Scandinavian Vermin. All right. That would be choice number two. Number three would be the Rebs. Rebs would be another choice. Number four is Jack's favorite, which is the Marauders. And then I guess number next, I think I skipped one, would be the Asterians. So Plague, Vermin, Rebs, Marauders, Asterians.
Yep. And as this show comes out, within a few days will be the Conquest of Triton.
It is a
200-point tournament in Flushing, New York, and Coach is running it.
Yes.
And at that tournament, I will be playing, and I will be playing Asterians.
Nice.
Not Elite Asterians, but Asterians. So I think we're going to go for Elite Asterians next time.
What? Okay.
We'll get these crazy cats out of the way.
So, Rob, as of now, when this is coming out, you're packing for the tournament.
That is true.
As we speak, right?
Yep. It'll be a few days beforehand. But, I'll be getting ready.
I'll tell you what, man, it's going to be good. I send you the picture of the trophies, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So they look pretty cool. Matched by Mars, Death Ray Designs, and Mantic are actually sponsoring it. And if you listen, go over to Third Spear. We go over it really, really tight, but everybody gets a long range observer or Pathfinder, General, Sergeant, whatever, as a door prize. And Mantic doesn't sell these models. They're like exclusive to the tournament. So you show up and get some.
And you can also go to your Facebook page for the Conquest of Triton because you're posting a lot of videos on Facebook.
Yep. I just,
cool.
I just finished one today and I'm putting it up today. So it's probably up last week, but yeah, we got that. And then if you are coming, please just let me know because we have to set up enough terrain and tables and I got to double check your list. So you can send the list to familygamer777@gmail.com.
Awesome. So next time, Elite Asterians. I hope everybody's excited about that.
Yeah.
Until then, I've been Rob. Hello.
I'm Three Dog. I'm Jack.
Someone's been playing Fallout 3.
Uh-oh. And I'm not Coach anymore. I'm still Coach.
Excellent. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Conquest Triton.
That's another show down the drain. Why do you people listen to this garbage? I guess if you want the list that these people made, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com and you can see a YouTube version of the show on the Family Gamer 777 channel. Yeah, I wouldn't do either, but then again, what do I know?
Then I took an Enforcer Strider.
Yeah, that's the only reason to take that list is to get that Strider.
Yeah, but now that Strider can jump up, jump down, go left, go right, that's run true. Up, run down. Doesn't matter. You know why? Because
that. Did he drop off?
I think so, because he was in the middle. He was in the middle of patting himself on the back so hard his connection broke.
That's funny. Hello?
I hope the connection comes back. He's still talking. I am the greatest. I will knock a motherfucker
out.
The whole time, no one could hear a thing he was saying. Oh, you know how I'm a bit on the rigid side, and sometimes when shows turn into a...
Not in my cage.
Joe, it's troublesome to me. Yeah. This one has been nothing but fun right from right from Georgie burst in yet again and wouldn't leave to my messing up the list to this atrocity.